actually, so this is a video. So a video thing, I think I will introduce next. Yeah, so this is a distance matching. The distance matching. How to narrow the distance between two sample parts. This is not true. It's not true. Okay, so if you're interested in this, you can also do this thing. Okay, so it's hard to define the distance matching. Yeah, so here just to give you more
some interesting ideas.
For others, like the Python method, just a basic concept. Just a basic concept. So I think for muscle student, it's still invincible. Reason the program. The state of art. Okay, let's continue the lecture. So the particle mesh. Yeah, so the next one is the subdivision surface. So the subdivision surface are actually defined as both surface as a list of the sequence of successive requirements. Yeah. So the idea is it's based on the procedure. So let's say this is the initial, visually initial model, right? So you can observe the indicate the sharp edges, right? Sharp edges. So we want to refine this model. We want to refine this model. It's like the cut the sharp corners, right? Progressively. So finally, we obtain a smooth surface. So for the subdivision surface, it's useful to generate the extremely smooth surface. Okay. So we need the smooth surface is required for some that's an aircraft design. Okay. That's a design also, we want the shape is a streamline, right? Streamline, we can reduce the wind resistance, right? So we need to design a smooth surface. Okay, like the vehicle design, right? So we need to design a smooth surface. So here, I just show you the basic idea. So what is the subdivision, so I use the subdivision curve. Okay. So that if you have a experience like given us, if you want to draw a circle, you have no additional cues. Okay. If you want to draw a circle, how to draw a circle? Draw a square. Draw a square, right? And progressively cut the corner. Many times. Right. So you will obtain a approximation circle, right? So the idea is similar. Let's say we want to give an angle, we want to draw a smooth curve. Okay, what we want to produce a smooth curve. So here, let's say this is the right triangle. Okay, this is the right triangle. The enterprise is the blue part. Okay, the blue part is the enterprise. So how do you produce this smooth curve? So the name is the cause of time. So that is we progressively cut the corner. Okay. How to cut the corner? Let's say, so given the right triangle, so we set the red point. The red point is located on the, for this edge, we set the two red points. The ratio between, the ratio is a predefined. So the ratio is this segment and this segment, this segment. It's a pretty kind of, we put on two red points. On each edge, we put on two red points. Then we connect this red points and the corner will be removed, right? And we obtain this shape. And obtain a polygon with more edge, right? Obtain a polygon with more edge. Then on each edge, we put the green part again. The green point is still based on the predefined ratio on each edge. And the next step is we connect the green point, then you will obtain this one. Okay. So if you repeat this process, then until the green point is achieved, okay, so you will obtain the smooth curve. So this is a corner cutting algorithm, how to produce a smooth curve. Okay. But we can extend this idea to surface, but it's have to consider the connectivity, how to treat the planning, how to treat the geometry. So here, this is an algorithm that counts part subdivision, the loop subdivision, and the father branch subdivision. So here, give an example. It's the Calvin Park subdivision. Okay, actually, the initial is a cube, right? Given a cube, so the first step we can select some, we can put some blue sphere. Okay, we can put the blue sphere. The blue sphere is the average. It is located on the center of the, each face. Okay. Then the next step we can put some, the magenta cube. We can put the magenta cube. The magenta cube is it can be the average in the middle of each edge. Okay. Also, we can slightly move the original vertex for the cube. The original there are 8 vertices. We move the original vertex to produce the green cones. Okay. The green cones. Then we will connect the produced. This one and to that progressively based on the predefined procedure. Yeah. So we obtain this partial, if we repeat this process for each phase, we repeat this process again. So which shape will be produced? It will, the hemisphere. We will practice the hemisphere. So this is the cube. Yeah, actually it's a cut the corner. Yeah, cut the corner progressively. Okay. From this given the initial cube, we can produce a hemisphere. Okay, hemisphere. So this is a subdivision. Okay, the next one is inclined surface. So for the inclined surface, it's a defined set of finite linear procedure. So first, the inclined surface is defined by the inclined function. Inclined function. In the last lecture, I asked what is an inclined function and what is X-based function. The inclined function translation function. And what is the X-based function? So this is the inclined function. Right? It's difficult to find the analytical solutions. Okay. The following FXYZ is the same. Now what is the X-based? Is Z equal to FX? It can be shown by the X-based Y. So that is given x, y, you know, in the value z. But for this one, it's difficult to obtain the analytical solution x equal to 1, y equal to 1. So let's say this is a two-shape defined by the function. High order, highly convenient function. High order, highly convenient function. So defined by the function. Okay, the shape is defined by the function. So for the inclined function, it's difficult to obtain the exact value of x, y, z. For the given a point, 3-point x, y, z, we can check whether the point is located on the surface or not. If the function equal to 0, that means the point is located on the surface, right? Otherwise, it will be inner and it will be outer. So this is an advantage. But the disadvantage is if you want to generate a loop line on the surface, it's challenging because we have no analytical solution. Like given x y, we don't know the exact value of the equation. Yeah. And also if you want to do the quantification, it's also not easy. But here I want to introduce the surfaces, I want to introduce another one. We call it a signed disk field. Okay, the signed disk field is to represent the 3D model. Also, you can do that if you read the paper index there. We
different molecules and neural network, and then the scientists and people. Firstly, actually the definition is quite straightforward. So that's what is the scientist and field. So first we have to find the sign of distance. The sign of this development is a distance that can be positive or negative, right? Positive or negative. Okay. So the whole space is divided into two parts. That's what we consider a closed model or the watertight model. Okay. Watertight model, that is the model is closed. So we know which is the inner of the model, which is the outer, right? So we can define a given point as the sign distance fields is defined, and that's it, given this body model, right? So we have one point located here. That's if the point is inside of the ship, the distance is positive. If the point is outside of the ship, okay, the distance is negative. That's it, given this point. Okay. So we can, the distance is the point to the surface. Yeah. Indicates the point to the surface. Okay. So given a point, we can calculate the distance to the surface value. So here, this is a negative. If within the 3D model, we have a point. So we can define the distance is positive. Okay. So this is a sign of distance. Sign means the distance can be positive or negative. Okay, how to find the surface? Which distance indicates the iso surface? If D is equal to 0, right? D equal to 0, we can extract the surface. Right? So that's like this one is a 2D space. So this part is this is the surface, right? So if you sample a lot of people here, I give you many query points. So each part you know the distance. There is a value. The distance is positive or negative. And this side is all negative distance. And this type is all positive. So here you know the surface is in between the location. The here, right? The D equal to 0 is indicated on the surface, right? So this is just in 2D space. In 3D space, it's the same. Okay. It just indicate in a 3D space, you can sample a lot of query points. Given a point, I know this has a distance. Is it positive or negative? If you, in a 3D space, you sample a lot of points, and based on the distance, you can extract the surface. So this is also a kind of a representation. How do you can use the regular grid? In a 3D space, we can put generate a regular grid in 3D space. Okay. For each grid, you can encode the distance. You encode the distance. The distance is the grid point to the surface. Okay, the grid point to the surface. And then you can bring down the distance. We can show how do you show the other is how do you show the surface. Okay, I use this example. The massive is the launching cube. Okay, so if you can search the launching cube. Okay, that's in the 2D space. Okay, so this is the 2D grid. So many grids in the 2D space. And for each grid point, so there is a distance. Okay, there is a distance. So here we define a distance for each grid point. Indicate this point to the surface. Okay. So here for the blue point, that's in the blue point that refers to the positive distance. And the red point refers to the negative distance. Okay, so we can check both. So this for this line segment, okay, both endpoints are positive. So that means this line is outside, right? And the surface has no will not be that segment. This segment. Okay, so if we consider this one, this example. So this is line segment, right? So one endpoint is positive, one endpoint is negative. So that means the surface will intersect with this line segment. So that is the surface will cross this line segment. is that pure. So the method is the matching pure. Yeah, extract. So that is the. So that means, given a 3D model, we can use this quick pure and the 3D model. Okay. You just generate a 3D regular grid, and for each grid line, you calculate the distance and store the distance to the grid point. If you want to extract the surface, you just process the 3D grid. Use a matching cube or other method. Also, for some, if the point is the top of V, you can also set the threshold. It's a truncated SDL, the TSDL. That is, if the value is the distance larger than the threshold, then I will set the value of the grid point to 1. Okay, if the distance is smaller than the threshold, okay, I will set it to the value to negative 1. Okay, only the points, the grid points is close to the surface. I mean, it's too far away. It's meaningless. So it's a truncated SDL. So is it clear for this kind of condition? Given a model, you can understand it, but what's the limitation? Based on this figure, what's the limitation? If the grid is too sparse, or the resolution is not high enough. Okay, the resolution is not high enough, that means the fine, the detailed geometric structure will be missing. That means that each block is a large block. Okay. So I mean the representation accuracy is not high. The geometric details, I mean the surface is not fine enough. But if you use a very like a small grid, a dense grid, then the grid resolution is very high, and you can extract the thin structure. But the problem is the computational complexity will be very high. Okay, so that's in 3D space. The grid resolution is you can set the grid resolution is 200, yeah. So you can change the resolution. It's a 256 in the power of 3. Okay, so it's memory consuming. Okay. But if the resolution is too high, it can preserve the detailed structure, geometric structure, but the downstream process is time consuming and memory consuming. Yeah, so that's why so later I still proposed the deformable. The deformable SDL. So that is we also start so that means the grid it can be deformed. So this is a replicated, right? So this grid can be deformed, that is we also let them offset. This grid can move to the slightly move. So then the offset, a distance and the offset. So there will be a four dimension. It's a deformable. So this grid can be deformed. So then the offset. Yeah, so this is because the data structure is regular, right? You just start 3D regular grid. This three dimensions, 3D regular grid, right? So it's also common to do. Okay, so next question. The next one is we call the parametric surface. the parametric curve is actually parametric function equations. Okay, so here we can see the three dimensional curve, x, y, z. Okay, so each dimension is defined as a parametric equation. Okay, so here is a group of quantities. Okay, so here is only a single quantity of a variable is defined on u. X dimension is defined as a function for u. Y is also defined as a function for u. Z is also defined as a function for u. Okay, so here, if we change the value of u, so we can trace a curve. Okay, we can trace a curve. So this is a parametric curve. For parametric surface, actually, it's a tensor product of a Q curve. Okay, the curve can span the surface. The tensor product of Q curve can span the surface. Okay. Yeah, so here, so this is a parametric surface. Parametric surface is defined on two variables. Okay, it's defined on two variables. So each dimension is defined on two variables. Okay, S and T. If you check the value of S and T, so we use optimal service. The next is the sphere, right? So here we can do a kind of using a parametric. The parametric is from each dimension. So kind of with the S and T. S and T is the angle between the two X and X axis and Y axis. So I think for this one, so you have learned that year one mathematics of parametric equation. I'm not sure. I think it's in year one undergraduate. So here, the control point Okay, so here I use this example. Okay, the 16 and 2 prime. So M is the basis matrix. Okay, M is the basis matrix. Yeah, so actually you can this one you can decompose the 4 times 4 you can decompose as the product of the 2 vectors. Okay, so this one, you take this one, this one. It's similar to the P times the transpose. It multiplies the P transpose. Okay. Shows the rest. can do the virtualization. For virtualization, that is the parts of the 3D space between the cube, the cells, and if multiple points is the multiple points are distributed in a identical cube, so we will use the center of the cube to indicate the points. Is it clear? So let's say. I use 2D. So let's say in a space there are some many blocks. So we can put it into the. So that's each block. It's referred to the box line. So here, so let's say in this block, multiple points are located distributed in this block line. So we can do the virtualization. And we will use the center of this bar to represent this. So here, for example, there are 3 points on the cube in this bar. So we will use this center to indicate this is 3 points. This is virtualization. And also, it can be short of the quantization. It can be short of the quantization or the wronging operation. So if for example it's 0, 2.4, right? So if you perform the wrong operation, you will come on the cube. So that's this one. It's a virtualization to process the point of to reduce the number of points. Yeah, for this virtualization requires a memory. That is how to store the virtual data. How to store the virtual data? So to see what happens, we can use an octree. We can use an octree representation. Okay, so the octree is use a tree structure. Okay, we can parse the 3D space to the subregions. Okay, subregions. For example, if this is the first level. Okay, this is the first level, the root node. Okay, the root node. And we parse the large region into 8 subregions. Okay, 8 subregions. So for example, if for this region all workshops are 0. So we will not perform a subdivision. Just use this node. Okay. No further subdivision division. Okay. So if the subregions contains 0 or 1. We will perform the division again. Okay, until the subregion is all 0 or all 1. Okay, so the information will be stored in the leaf node. Okay, the information will be stored in the leaf node. Okay, so in the octree representation, it's an efficient data structure for function representation. So like for example, this node is responding to this region. So that means all in this region, all voxels, the value equal to 0 or equal to 1. We will not perform the division. So this is the octree representation. So the next one is the define some Boolean operator. Okay, define some Boolean operator to combine some primitives. Okay, we can give some simple object. Okay, we can use the Boolean operator to merge or to construct the 3D model with the complicated structure. So let's say the Boolean operation, 3 Boolean operation. Then this one is the union. The union converts to object into one. Okay. The union operator is converts to object into one. And this one is the difference. Okay. The difference is infinite speed. If you subtract one object from try this model. Okay, so for this side is the first distribution. The first distribution, this one is the common. To find the common portion, right? To find the common portion. Okay. And we obtain this shape. And for this left, this side, the right side is the merged pieces in the one. To combine the sitting point into one object, and this one to combine these two objects into one. Okay. So we obtain, at this level, we propose the difference. Such that this the right side from the left object. So we have this object. So this is the construction side of the geometry. So what's the limitation? Can you suggest that one limitation based on this procedure? Just something similar in different resolutions.
Also the tree. So here is showing you that this the tree structure. And also that's a coastal line. The coastal line also shown as a fractal. Some natural phenomena. So this is also the tree structure. The tree can be shown as a fractal. So how do we find a fractal? So it can be recursively applying the same transformation function on a given object. Okay, so here F is the transformation function given on the object. So let's say given a triangle. So the transformation is this transformation. Just modify each edge. If we apply this transformation to the three edges of the given triangle, so after the transformation, you obtain this shape, right? This star shape, right? And we can apply the transformation again. Transformation function here, that is, you modify. Modify each edge, right? Each edge of this fascia. Okay. Apply this transformation each edge. So we will produce the. Yeah, so this is the method for producing the snowflake. So it's the. This is the. Also, here, this is some. Examples. If you zoom in, you will find the structure is still self-similar. There's two fractals and three fractals. You find the similar pattern. For this one, it's given this object. And so this is a function, the transformation. If we recursively apply this function, what do we want to do? Yeah, so this is the method we can use the tree. Okay. Apply this function recursively, we will produce the tree. Also, the following is an example. So for 3D, for example, we can generate the mountain. Okay. Generate the mountain, that's given the triangle. Okay. The modification, the transformation function insert a third dimension. That third dimension to form a pyramid. To form a pyramid. So let's say this is the first transformation. The first step, generate a pyramid. The next step is insert a dimension again for each phase. Okay, for each phase, we insert a dimension. So that is transform each phase as a pyramid. So this is it will produce a mountain-like object. It will produce a mountain-like object. Also, if you want to mix the generated produce object looks more natural. You can selectively change the insert point. They just slightly change this dimension. The insert point in this type of fixed location. A standard pyramid. So it generates the mark will be. It's more natural.
may not be in English, yeah. Anyway.
第二不是。